For the school pickup. Awesome. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
The moment we've all been waiting for is the $10,000 piggy cook-off.
Yes, that's right. Behind us are three contestants, our three finalists, each with their own particular pork dish because we love getting some pork on our forks, and one of them will walk away from here with $10,000. We also have our three judges ready. Are our contestants ready?
We have Saffron, Lincoln and Rachel, and our judges...
Mr. Rob Bradfield,
Sophie from Taste Buds, where we are today as well, this great cooking studio, and of course Melissa from Young George Restaurant. Shall we get this timer started?
Ready, guys?
Set and go!
How are you feeling looking at this? These people already, Mr. Rob Bradfield?
Two people using fillet. A very hard thing to cook properly, so...
Is that right? What do people often get wrong with fillet?
Well, it's so lean, you can overcook it in a heartbeat. I would have gone for something like shoulder, which is very forgiving, but that shows how confident they are, I think.
We can see here Lincoln beating his meat.
That's what Lincoln's doing right now. Could do your finger an injury.
Yeah,
I don't
want
a case of this little piggy went to hospital.
You're the Dennis Cometti of pork call.
You are. I found my calling. Okay, Rachel, take us through your dish here.
Steak sandwich with blue cheese sauce. So just cutting up some shallots and garlic for the blue cheese sauce.
Blue cheese sauce. Three words that really belong together, in my opinion.
Got Lincoln here. He's been great throughout the series when it comes to peeling apples. It's been incredible to watch. One of the best I've ever seen. Mate, talk us through your dish.
It's a pork calvados. I'm going to pan fry that with seasoned flour, cook off the apples, garnish with the plants from my garden. I'm really, really nervous, so...
You're doing a great job.
Don't be nervous.
Just as long as the sweat dripping off your forehead doesn't end up in the dish, I think we'll be fine.
We're checking in with Saffron. Saffron, I feel like your name is just, you know, it's a bought one for cooking, isn't it?
Yeah, I think my parents did that on purpose and tried to get me to cook.
Named you after the most expensive herb out there.
Yeah, I'm worth my weight in gold.
Spice, I should say, spice.
Exactly.
So tell us about what you've got. You've got asparagus in front of you, my favourite vegetable.
Yep.
What else is happening?
We've got mashed potato, so the potatoes are cooking and the pork fillet is currently in the oven.
So a lot of not doing anything right now, just sort of standing around.
I'm talking to you guys, aren't I?
We're halfway through fever pitch, although actually... Everyone is so calm. Yeah. I'm more flustered making a stir fry on a Wednesday night. Okay. Mr. Bradfield.
Yes, Mr. Rob Bradfield. A word, please, sir.
We're just commenting on how calm our contestants are.
Yeah, they should be absolutely crapping themselves.
Okay, we're getting close.
3 minutes, guys. If you're not plating up by now, you should be plating up by now.
Our judges are going to be judging on taste, presentation, and quality.
Five, four, three, two. Where are you going, Lincoln? We are done. Well done, everybody.
$10,000 at the end of our judges tasting and judging. Ooh, this is exciting, Lise. This is very exciting.
Time to put the buds in Taste Buds now.
Sounds good. All right, get some pork on that fork and we'll find out who's won this thing.
I'll pour the sauce over first.
It's like it carves like butter.
It's beautiful. Fantastic. That sauce is banger.
Let's go to Sophie from Taste Buds.
Yes, Sophie.
You got the calvados.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
Lovely.
Well done, Link.
Yeah, well done. Moving along. This is the pork sandwich. Rob Bradfield.
It looks good, doesn't it?
It does look fantastic.
Mmm.
Mmm. Well.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Okay, we have our three judges, we have our final scores. We're about to reveal the winner of the $10,000.
Our judges have given scores out of 10 for taste, quality and presentation. First of all, Melissa.
Well, my first score is for Saffron. Overall, you did an amazing job. The dish was really cohesive and my score was 28 out of 30. Lincoln, I thought your dish was... beautiful. I love your garnish and everything. Slight lack of seasoning, if you had to put that seasoning in, it would have elevated the dish a lot more, and I've given you 25. And Rach, all in all, brilliant dish, something that I'd smash at home. I thought the bread component was too much for the pork component, and I gave you a score of 24.
All right, good scores, though.
Good
nice scores. Thanks, everybody. Rob right. Broadfield?
Well, it was controversial. Actually, it wasn't. But let's go through them. Rachel loved that. As Melissa said, you know, go to a pub, smash that every day of the week. Beautiful singer, so that was fantastic. I gave you... I'm a restaurant critic, so I do score loads. I gave you 22, but fantastic. Lincoln, loved the sauce, loved the idea, loved the Calvados in there, and you undercooked your pork, which was great. It was really soft and pliable. I also gave you 22. Saffron, your fillets and the mash and the asparagus, everything on that plate worked together. Your sauce with the use of vinegar was a masterstroke because pork loves vinegar. I gave you 23 points.
Oh, okay, and finally, Sophie.
So saffron, really delicious. That sauce was incredible. I gave you 24 out of 30. Lincoln, I'm English. Pork, calvados, apples, cream. It just hit me in the heart, and I gave you a 25. And then Rachel, really delicious. I was just down there eating the rest of your cheese sauce out your pan. please don't throw it away. and for me, the bread was a little bit much as well. Maybe a softer, more delicate bread would have worked better. And I gave you a 23. Well done.
Okay.
All right, it was a close race.
$10,000. Would you like to reveal the winner, please?
$10,000. In third place with a total score of 69 is Rachel.
Well done. Well done.
It was very close between first and second, but in second place with 72 is Lincoln. Which means saffron! $10,000!
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
With you from 3pm weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.